Well, we're just joined here now by Eamon McGinley, and well, Eamon, the first thing we'd have to say, I suppose, after, well, no, what's your first reaction to Milford, Sean McCool's Killybegs and Keith?
Yeah, listen, I reckon that's a decent draw, I suppose, on our side, but at the end of the day, you've got teams there that'll be looking to prove themselves, and from what I've heard in recent times, teams like Milford, Sean McCool's, you know, are putting in serious work, as well as Killybegs, and you've got to look at the abilities there of Hugh McFadden and his driving force for Killybegs, you know, so there is big work being done by them clubs, and something that we've got to match ourselves now.
But it comes as a massive relief considering the last few years when you're up against St. Michael's and then
As I was saying to Aidan, I says, for a change, I says, we're not in the group of death, as it were. To be fair, that Group B is going to be there's some serious ties in that there, and that's it'll be one that's for the independent spectator. It'll be a great, some great games to go to.
Yeah, you've got three big hitters in that Group B. You've got Niamh Connell, St. Junan's, and Guidoor, and Custom Low in there as well.
Yeah, I'd say for me, the biggest tie going there is going to be the Gladys Guidoor game. I think Guidoor are going to look to prove themselves, you know, that it was a blip what occurred in the semi-final last year. You know, maybe things could have been different for them, so I reckon they're going to make a good go at that group. St. Junan's themselves, listen, very strong club, you know, great history throughout the club as well, and Glenties, and listen, there's no ruling out on low. You know, at the end of the day, it only takes a club to get a wee bit of luck and, you know, show a bit of heart, and I can guarantee you they make a good go at it.
So all in all, though, you're relieved and a happy man?
Listen, I wouldn't say relieved. At the end of the day, if you're in the senior championship, you're worth your salt, you know, when it comes to club football in this county. So I reckon that, you know, everyone on them teams are going to pose a challenge, and we've got to match it. At the end of the day, you know, one of our own players is saying the training there recently, we have a target on our back and we need to prove ourselves this year again. You know, it's been fit to do it once is one thing, but we'd like to do it again.
Eamon, thank you very much, and have a good season. So, Chris, there you have it. That's the championship draw. I know you're probably coming up to news at 5. And well, that's Eamon McGinley there, the goalkeeper with the county champions, Kilcare.